This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another second of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thanks so much for being with us. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Be part of the conversation. Be part of the solution. Seriously. You know, if you head up to the website, therealside.com, not only can you watch live, listen live, and take the poll, but there's a dozen things you can do up there. Give me your email address. We send out an email once a week. Shouldn't be too intrusive at that point in time. Send out, like I said, we send one out just simply once a week. You can sign up for text messaging, let you know the show's coming on like we did with some of you tonight. You can text TRS to 55. There it goes. You can text TRS to 55222, TRS to 55222. And again, you can stop that anytime. You can stop the emails anytime. It's not a big deal. Not the end of the world. And, you know, read some of the stories. Comment on some of the stories that are up there. I really do. I try to bring you the same stuff that you hear me talk about on the show and more. Try to put it up on the website. There's not many old white guys talking about these issues. And I keep saying that because it's always fun to hear somebody say, you know, well, you're a guy, you're an older guy. Why are you talking about abortion? Why? Because those are issues that affect everybody, not just women. They affect everybody. Speaking of which, Commissioner for Human Rights says for the UN, right there, discounts at a million, says the U.S. abortion laws are just nothing but torture. Let that sink in. You think she's talking about the baby?
Probably not.
I would say not, yeah. The United Nations Deputy High Commissioner for Human Rights said that abortion restrictions that were recently passed in several states in the U.S. are a crisis akin to torture. It's clear it's torture. Well, no, ripping off limbs is torture, but I got a funny feeling she's not talking about that. It's clear it's torture. It's a deprivation of a right of health. Commissioner Kate Gilmore told the Guardian on Wednesday that we have not called it out the same way that we have other forms of extremist hate. See, these people, they're gone. They're lunatics. This is extremist hate against a baby, it is. But this is gender-based violence against women, no question. Right, what about the gender of the babies that are being aborted because of their gender? There's no health risk there. When a woman aborts a baby because she doesn't want another boy or another girl, that is not selflessness, that's selfishness. You're taking a life because it has something or doesn't have something you want? Wrong color hair? And don't tell me it's not done because it is done. Gilmore referring to the recent abortion restrictions passed in states like Georgia, Alabama, Missouri, and Ohio, where abortion is banned as early as the first trimester. In Alabama, abortion is banned in nearly all cases, including rape and incest. It's an assault on truth, science, and universal values. Well, what? How? Seriously, how? How is that an assault on truth? The truth is it's a baby. Right? Science? It's a baby. I mean, I'm just trying to figure them out here, really. Right? And universal values. Well, I got news for her. if she does her homework, she's going to find out that almost 73% of Americans are not in favor of any kind of late-term abortion. And more are jumping on the bandwagon that if there's a heartbeat, truly a heartbeat, you can't take that life. What do you do with that? What do you do with when now we have a majority of Americans may go down that road of, no, 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 you can't do this. Now, the beauty behind all of that is flippin' floppin' Joe, you know, Grandpa Joe. The beauty behind this was, at one point in time, he wanted to vote to let the states overturn Roe versus Wade in their own states. He wanted to give states the right to be able to decide whether or not people can have abortion in their states. All of a sudden, he's against it. Now he's against the Hyde Amendment. Is it the Hyde? Yeah, I think that's it. Right? And it was a whole different era in Washington in 1981. Abortion rights activists, they were terrified. Anti-abortion president Ronald Reagan was in power. Republicans controlled the Senate for the first time. Social conservatives pushed for a constitutional amendment to allow individual states to overturn Roe versus Wade. Right? The amendment, which the National Abortion Rights Action League called the most devastating attack on abortion rights, it cleared a key hurdle in the Senate, the Judiciary Committee, in 1982. And the support came not only from Republicans, but from a 39-year-old second-term Democrat, Joe Biden himself. That's right, he was on board for letting the states decide, which is the right thing to do. I'm probably a victim or a product, however, you want to phrase it, of my background, Mr. Biden, a Roman Catholic, said. The decision, he said, was the single most difficult vote I've cast as a U.S. senator. The bill never made it to the full Senate, and when it came back up for the following year, Mr. Biden voted against it. Think about that. That's because the abortion industry back then was powerful. They had money. They knew what this was going to mean over the decades, over the years. As Biden prepares for a possible third run for president, women's rights leaders and activists say they are pounding on him. Right? I mean, they're beating on him big time. And this is, you know, this whole mantra, it's a woman's right to vote. Do you really believe that everybody who says that from the Democrat Party believes it? Because if you do, I got a bridge in New York I need to get rid of. And I'll sell it to you cheap. Joe Mazzini, your host. And listen to The Real Side. I'm not telling you who's coming on next. I have a surprise guest coming up after the break. You'll have to hang out to find out. We'll be right back.
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash in coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Mazzini here, host of The Real Side with Joe Mazzini. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, you probably now realize it wasn't a good idea, and the financial strain it's putting on you and your family has you stressed, and you probably think there's no way out. This is Steve Sanchez, and you know I've been an advocate for hardworking Americans just like you for 27 years, and there's a way out of this financial nightmare, and my friends at Wesley Financial, the leading timeshare cancellations company in the country, can help you cancel your timeshare guaranteed. Being lied to, misled, and pressured into buying a timeshare doesn't have to be your story, but freedom of being out of it can be. I have a special free information kit that will give you the step-by-step process that Wesley Financial uses to get you out of your timeshare guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100. That's 1-800-501-6100 or visit stevesanchez.info. You don't have to have the financial nightmare of a timeshare any longer. Wesley Financial can help you get out guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
To pass the bill so that you can find out what is in it away from the fog of the controversy.
Tomorrow all the things were gone, worked for all my life, and I had to start again with just my children and my wife. Thank my lucky stars to be living here today. But the flag still stands for freedom, and they can't take that away. And I'm proud.
We are back. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Appreciate the time you're spending with us. Well, we kind of sort of know we're free. We're working on free. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855 732-552-5563. You can send me an email to joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. Or if you're one of those that hates emails, as many of you had told me, you can always sign up for the for our texting, right, text notification that we're coming on. I don't send them out every night. I don't send them out before each show, so I won't inundate you with texts because I hate that. Simply text TRS to 55222, TRS to 55222. You know, I've been telling you guys for weeks on end, again, I am so tired of you people that can quote one or two scriptures, because that's all you know, that's all you can remember from Sunday school, and somehow you think that every refugee that shows up at the border shows up at your house. I'd like to see what happens to show up at your house, but anyway, you know, every refugee that comes in, every immigrant that comes in, we're supposed to take care of, feed, and what have you. And you come up with all these single lines out of Scripture, like all of a sudden you become a scholar overnight. Some of you don't even have a Bible in your house. You got to look it up online. So you know what? I thought maybe I'd bring somebody on who has a clue, because you won't listen to me anyhow. You know, and over and over and over. Pastor Greg Young, who I've been on his show at least a dozen times. His show is Chosen Generation. It's a great show. You should listen to it as well during the week. He's on earlier than I am, so at least you'll be awake. Pastor, thanks for being with me.
Oh, Joe, it's so great to be with you. Great to be with your audience. And thank you so much for inviting me on tonight.
Well, you know, I do, you know, this isn't a kissy-kissy Hollywood thing, because that's what they do in Hollywood. I really do appreciate what you do. You know, there's not a lot of guys doing what you're doing on the radio, where you're really pulling everything together from a biblical perspective. And you wrote a piece a few years back, and you said, here's what the Bible really says about illegal immigration. And you go through it, and you explain to people, you know, they try to pull scriptures like, you know, you have to feed strangers because you could be entertaining angels, or you could be entertaining Christ. And, you know, Jesus said, bring all the little ones unto me. And I'm just laughing my buns off, because I know this is like the only scripture they probably know. And my joke is, these are the same people that believe in abortion. It's like Jesus didn't say, send them to me all torn apart. He said, bring them to me, right? I mean, so yes. Let's first deal with, are we responsible for feeding every illegal that comes over the border?
Well, I think part of the thing that we need to begin with is we've got to understand who Jesus' audience is to begin with, right, Joe?
Exactly.
I mean, Jesus' audience was the Jewish people. He wasn't talking to Gentiles. Remember that he even said to the Canaanite woman, he said, it's not your time yet. Now she said, do not even the dogs eat crumbs from the master's table. Can you imagine? Can you imagine? Right?
Yeah.
Hey, wait a minute. You know, did you just call them dogs? Did you tell them they should eat crumbs from the master's table? What? Oh my gosh! Reparations!
There you go. Yeah. Oh God. So. Yeah, people need to. You're right. They need to understand who he was talking to. But most people can't. Yeah. Look, forgive me. I know my audience can get mad at me, but most, even Christians, can't think that deep. Most Christians can't get past the surface meaning of most of Scripture.
No, you're right. And just because I know that you have an incredibly deep audience and an audience that listens to you regularly and gets the real deal, I would encourage those of you who want a real perspective on Christ to read N.T. Wright's The Challenge of Jesus. N.T. Wright will blow your mind, because he takes Jesus through the lens of a first century Jew. And you can't take Jesus any other way than that, because that's who he was talking to. Now, you want to talk about who the Gentiles, you and me, and probably most of your audience, Joe, you know, Messina, that's an Italian name. I'm Italian on my mom's side. We're Gentiles, okay? It's just the way it is. And so now you're talking about Paul. But, man, they really don't want to hear from Paul, right?
No.
That dude was hardcore. They don't want to hear from him.
Yep.
So anyway, let's take it from there. And when you're talking about the children, and he said, children, again, come unto me. Who was he talking about? He was talking about the children of the Jewish people, and he said, suffer them not to be turned away from me and to come to me. He fed all those who came. Again, they'll say, oh, well, wait a minute. Didn't Jesus feed the 5,000? Okay, but again, who was Jesus feeding? He was feeding an audience of people who were in alignment with what he was sharing, who believed upon the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, whose allegiance was to Israel. And he was sharing the salvation message, the Messiah has come, the Christ is here. So that's important to understand. Old Testament speaking, you know, we'll throw it back that way for a minute. Our founding fathers used the Levitical idea of how the Jews treated those coming in for our immigration policies. Look, my great-great-great-grandfather came over from Italy in 1878, before Ellis Island. And somebody here, a shirt-tail relative, paid his fare to come over. He went from New York to Eureka, Nevada, and he wasn't a free man. He was essentially an indentured servant, Joe. He had to pay back the money that was paid to his passage money, so to speak, right, working in the coal mines in Eureka until he could earn enough to send for his wife. He had a baby that was born in Italy while he was here. His wife was pregnant when he left. He didn't even know she was pregnant when he left. But, you know, he had to leave his whole family behind in order to come here and try to earn the money. And they still ranch today in Eureka, Nevada. And they started the Curly Haired Horse, rode in the Pony Express, and all that cool stuff. But they're Americans before they're Italians.
Right. Right. I jokingly say, you know, my mother is an Italian-American, okay? I'm an American of Italian descent. A big, big difference between the two. They came here from Italy. They came here to become Americans and live the American lifestyle. I got to go for a break. We won't go far. We're not going to let Pastor Greg go anywhere. I got him duct taped to his chair. We'll be back in a few minutes. Are we, as Christians, as conservatives, responsible to take care of the illegals when they come over? We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
US
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
President Trump speaking from the Oval Office as he signs an executive order issuing new sanctions on Iran.
Who knows what's going to happen? I can only tell you we cannot ever let Iran have a nuclear weapon, and it won't happen.
The president says he's willing to negotiate.
We would love to be able to negotiate a deal if they want to. If they don't want to, that's fine, too. But we would love to be able to, and frankly, they might as well do it soon.
Later, Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin briefing reporters clarifying details surrounding the sanctions.
Some of these were in the works. Some of these are in addition.
Mnuchin saying all options have been discussed, but that sanctions, a financial squeeze, has proven to be the most effective way of dealing with countries like Iran.
There's no question that locking this money up worked last time, and there's no question locking the money up works now.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
You know, you two girls have everything. You're tall and short and slim and stout and blonde and brunette. And that's just the kind of a girl I crave.
We are back. Little lighthearted music. I know some of you are dancing around your desk. I'll give you a second to make it around the corner and get back, sit down. Some of you are using walkers. I get it. That's how old that music is. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5566. You know what we love to do on the show? You have to be a regular. If you're not a regular, I don't do this for you, okay? But I love my regulars. I love you guys who are involved in the show on a regular basis. Tina, I hear it's your birthday today. And Paul McCartney's got a special song just for you. Come on, I expect everybody in the chat room to be singing along here, right? You know, sing happy birthday to Tina. I'll tell you what I'm doing, Tina. I'm in a very giving mood today. If you send me an email, send it to joe@therealside.com, as a birthday gift to you, I will send you a TRS coffee mug just to say happy birthday. How's that? Okay? So send it to joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com, and you can go find Paul McCartney. You can finish that up because it's a long birthday song. Anyway, I appreciate you. I appreciate that you hang out, listen to the show, and you let your friends, your loved ones, and sometimes your unloved ones not know about the show. Pastor Greg Young joins me, and I had him with you. We had him in the last segment. And Pastor Greg, again, thanks for joining me. I always appreciate when you're on with me.
Thank you, Joe. Great to be here tonight.
And I will not be singing happy birthday to you. Believe me, I'll spare you that challenge, if you would.
Appreciate that. Not that time of the year.
All right, so, no, we're talking about how, and again, I just love it because, you know, people know I'm a Christian. You know, we have a talk show. They get upset at us for the way we speak about things at times. But, you know, me being on the case of we are not called to feed every person that comes in, you know, food, water, shelter. You know, we're supposed to be obeying the law. There's so many things that go along with this. It isn't just Jesus opened his arms and said, bring them all to me. We'll feed them all. We'll clothe them all. We'll take care of them. That's not what it's all about. Enlighten us, sir.
Well, let's go to the New Testament. We talked a minute about the Old Testament in our last segment. In the New Testament, Jesus says, love thy neighbor. We have a lot of verses about that. And we reference the Samaritan. A lot of people like to talk about the Samaritan. A couple things to note. Jesus created this story. He didn't pick the Philistines. He didn't pick the Canaanites. He didn't pick the Egyptians. He didn't pick any of the other near neighbors that were around Israel. Yep. He picked the Samaritans. And Joe, why did he pick the Samaritans?
You tell me. You're the man.
He picked the Samaritans because the Samaritans were of Jewish descent, of Jewish blood. They had married outside, but they practiced the Jewish laws. They practiced the belief in Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. They practiced the Mosaic laws, and they worshipped. Jesus even said to the woman, the Samaritan woman at the well, there's a time coming when you're not going to have to turn towards Jerusalem to worship. So these were people that were that had already given their allegiance to Israel, to the leadership of Israel, and to the beliefs of Israel. And just one other thing, and it's a part of this article. I hope you'll go to my website, chosengenerationradio.com, chosengenerationradio.com, and my blog today. I reposted that article. But a final example, there was a German homeschooling family, Joe, that sought asylum here in America under Obama, and it was a big fight trying to get them here. But they had sought to homeschool in Germany because of religious persecution against their family. And the German government refused. They tried to separate the family. They tried to throw them all in jail. And they fled here. Matt Staver and his organization stepped up and fought for them to be able to get asylum, to be able to stay here. That is the purpose of asylum, for the persecution.
Okay.
And that's the cause for civil disobedience, but not illegal immigration. And go ahead. Sorry.
Well, I was going to say, we are to follow the laws of the land, number one. Okay. Number two is, you know the other argument that they have is that, Jesus, and I already know the answers to these, but they need to hear them from a guy like you. You know, Mary and Joseph were refugees. They were looking for a place. That guy, and go, wait a minute, guys, you don't even know the story. You have no clue as to what that was all about. Had nothing to do with people breaking the law to get into a country for a place to stay. Seriously?
No, and Mary and Joseph, they went to Egypt, but why? Because of the fact that the King Herod, was going to kill the baby Jesus. And in fact, he was killing all Jewish babies, male born, under the age of two. All of them. They were slaughtered. There was a night in which they were all killed. And an angel came and told Mary and Joseph to flee and to go to Egypt. And that's what they did. And they were obviously received there and given permission to stay. And that's another thing that isn't mentioned is the border issue, just very quickly. And when Abram was given the vision and told to come out, God gave him specific geographic boundaries. And he said, this is going to belong to you. And everywhere else that you tread, you're going to seek permission of the people whose land it is to go and be on that land. And if they don't give you permission, guess what? You go around.
No way. Jesus wouldn't make them do that.
His father did.
Oh, God. I love this. I mean, I just love these, what do you want to call them? What do they call them? Armchair quarterbacks for football? These armchair Bible scholars. That they have one scripture. They pull one scripture. Somebody gives them one thing to work with, and all of a sudden they're going to build a whole book around it. It's just amazing to me. Go ahead.
We'll call them Monday morning pastors.
There you go. I like that. That works. All right. But again, it's not so much that we're saying that we just spit at these people and we don't care about them or anything else. That's not the point here. The point is this overall blanket that they're trying to throw on us, saying that no, You are called as a Christian to feed the poor, to take care of the sick, you know, to take care of the hungry. Yeah, but not when they're breaking the law like this. Not when they're coming over here, you know, purposely breaking the law. It's one thing when you find a family or a group of people that are in need, no fault of their own, really. You can clean them up. You can feed them. You can do whatever. Jesus never said, keep bringing the fish over. He said, teach them how to fish. Right?
Absolutely. And you know, the greatest exploitation is the policy that gets them here. They become illegal the minute that they miss their court date, okay? That's when they become truly illegal, except the ones that never turn themselves in and just cross the border and camp out. But nonetheless, those illegal immigrants that are here are living in a situation that is no better than what they were living in on the other side, because the same cartels, the same gangs, the same drug lords, all of them exploit their daughters. They sell them into prostitution. They take their sons and they make them runners back and forth across the border.
Mm-hmm.
And they recruit them into gangs. And those people have no recourse because they're here illegally.
Yeah. And again, they start off in the shadows. They start off behind the eight ball. Doesn't make any sense. It really makes things worse for them. Oh.
Yeah, no question. And so there's no... They're for those on the other side that are claiming, oh, we want to, you know, we're helping them, you know, bring them to, you're not helping the situation at all. In fact, you're making it worse.
Yeah. So in a couple of minutes here, what should a Christian's attitude or viewpoint be? And don't just tell me a scriptural one. Tell me what scripture. what should our viewpoint be? What should our action be when it comes to dealing with illegal immigration?
Well, our action has to be out of a heart of love. And that's why I bring up the fact that they are victims on both sides of the border because of this equation and because of this situation. We have to have love. We have to have compassion. And the compassionate thing to do is to seal off the border, to stop the cartels, to stop the action that's taking place for exploiting them.
Yeah. All right, well, hold that thought, because we have to go for a break. We believe in commercialism or capitalism here. I'm Joe Mazzini, your host, listening to Real Side. We'll be back in just a few minutes. Don't go far.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Warning! If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Caused an explosion.
Is this true?
Yes, it's true. This man has no...
You know what? You just can't not smile when you hear horns. I'm Joe Messina, your host, listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Oh, it's a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. Thanks so much for being with us. I always appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. I like to say, I know there's 3,000 other shows on you could be listening to, and you've chosen this one. I'd like to believe that it shows how high your IQ is, but I'm sure it's the content of the show that keeps you coming back. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. And head up to the website, realside.com. You can, once I have listened live, you can take the poll. Give me your email address. I send out one email a week. I let you know what's coming up, what's going to be in the show, the kind of things that are happening. You can read the stories that are up there. You can buy my book, coffee mug, and or T-shirt. And if you're feeling like you got a little extra money in the pocket, you can always hit the donate button, right? Give up just one cup of coffee, all right? I'd admonish 1,000 of you to give up one cup of coffee a month, and, you know, I should be able to buy a brand-new Mercedes with the price of coffee these days. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me. Let me bring him on. Pastor Greg Young joins me. He's got his own show, The Chosen Generation. Why don't you tell people when the show is on and when they can catch you?
You bet. Chosen Generation Radio Show, and it's at chosengenerationradio.com. ChosenGenerationRadio.com, 3 p.m. to 5 p.m. Central Standard Time. So that would be, let me see, calculate the math here, 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. In the afternoons, Pacific Standard Time. And you can watch us. We're on TECN TV, TECN. We're also on the Facebook feeds. They haven't cut me off yet, Joe.
You got all these links on your website, right? Because people aren't going to write this down on the drive. So
perfect. I've got all those links are on the website, all the ways to watch and interact and participate and so on, right there at the website, chosengenerationradio.com.
Yeah, my giggle is because that the pastor and I sometimes, you know, I'll be on his show and he'll give me a time and, you know, we can't seem to get the times together because he's Central, I'm West Coast, and the two of us could have triple college degrees and we can't seem to pull it together, but that's okay. Whatever works, we eventually pull it off. So, all right, so let's get back to what are we supposed to be doing? You know, as Christians, we're beat up on the reality of how we're supposed to be treating these people, what we're supposed to be doing. But before you answer that one, I'm just going to put you on the spot. Churches that are hiding, illegals that are covering for them, hiring them, whatever. I mean, they're not supposed to be breaking the law, are they?
I can't find where in this instance the church. You know, we're not as AOC wants us to believe. We're not talking about a Holocaust and man. That's a whole other topic, but we're not talking about that. We're not talking about, a government that is locking people up and torturing them and what have you. That's not what's going on. And as my friend Brandon Darby shared on my show on Friday, the majority of these are young men simply looking for work. And the children, many of them, spend 20 days in a holding area facility because our government, out of care and concern for the safety of the children, wants to make sure that the adults bringing them across are actually relatives. And guess what, folks? The majority of them aren't. They're not relatives. So they take the kids then at 20 days out. Somebody shows up, collects the child. Next thing you know, same kid, new batch of adults.
Oh, yeah. I've seen this. I've seen this over and over. And what is it? Recently, but they've been doing the DNA testing, and they find out over a third of the kids don't even belong to the people who they say they belong to.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And the reason that we hold them is because we discovered this, and we discovered that the children were being trafficked, and they were being used as slaves, and they were being used by the cartels to commit criminal acts and so forth. Because why in America, if you're a child, then you're not going to be prosecuted as an adult. So they can have children go out and commit these heinous crimes and threaten to kill the child's one relative that they're holding in order to have the child commit this, knowing that they're not going to get caught.
Right.
It's horrible. Yeah. Horrible.
Yeah, and they try to pass it off as... No, they're trying to do what's right for the kids. They're trying to make sure the families can come here. I mean, we can get into the weeds about how much easier it would be for them if they actually would stop at the points of entry, if they actually fill out the paperwork ahead of time, how much easier it would be. But they're being told, you get to the border, you get over the border, they can't send you back. And we all know that's a lie.
It is absolutely a lie. It is absolutely a lie. And then, of course, we end up, like we said, with these communities, with these people hiding. And the criminals know exactly where they are and exactly how to exploit them. And now the very same things that they were kind of trying to get away from, it's worse.
Yeah. All right. So what do we do? as Christians, what do we do with the ones that are already here? With the ones that, I won't even say the ones that have been here for 20 years in hiding. Let's say the ones that have come, and as you and I do in the show every day know, 92% of them don't show up for their court cases. So they've chosen not only to break the law by coming here, but they've chosen to continue to break the law, to live a lawless lifestyle by doing this. What are we as Christians, what are we called to do for those people?
That's something that I think is really important that you just identified, because they are choosing not to show up for that court date. That's a decision. Okay, so they came across here, they were given documentation, supposed to show up, but now they have a choice. They can show up for that court date. What they know is that if they do show up, they're going back because there isn't a justification for them to be here to begin with. We have to hold the rule of law. Otherwise, what are we teaching our children? What are we teaching even their children? We're teaching their children that you can do whatever you want. The laws don't apply to you. You can break the law. And that's what we're watching now as we watch lawlessness build up from to another generation. And our country can't withstand that.
Well, you know what? It's funny. One of the articles that you, one of the items in the article that you wrote, because, again, we want to take it back to biblical principle here, because people are always saying, well, you Christians should be doing. And, again, anybody who says you Christians should be doing, you Christians, you look at them and say, where does it say that? Show me where it says that, because they don't have a clue most of the time. But the Israelis had, well, the Israelites, they had specific instructions on how to handle foreigners. Right? And it wasn't like you just take them in, you feed them, you take care of them, and whatever. They had to do some things before they could become, before they were accepted into the fold, if you would. One of the things you talk about is renouncing their foreign ways to embrace the God of Abraham, you know. And when you think about that, of that day, you had plenty of tribes, you had plenty of groups who had all kinds of different gods. So now a foreigner comes into your house, or you take in a foreigner, the first thing you have to say is, hey, look, you are expected, being in this house, being with me, being whatever, you're expected to do A, B, and C. We're not, they don't even mention that today.
Well, no, they're, it's as though there's no standard whatsoever.
No law.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah, it's very scary to think about where we're headed in this country. Even with Trump as president, where we're headed and what's being pushed and what's happening, even at the local levels, when you're talking about schools and city councils and then, you know, counties that are passing laws. Like I was telling you earlier, California's going more and more and more to the Sodom and Gomorrah line, you know, where now they're going to try to force pastors or try to force churches into counseling and taking on the LGBTQ community. And this is supposed to be okay. Go ahead, say it. I can see it running around on your lips. Go for it.
Oh, my gosh. You know, again, what are we saying about the First Amendment and about the right to practice your religion and your Christian convictions? What we're saying is that is now out the door, especially now when you go all the way to the place of forcing a pastor. I mean, here's what he's going to do. He's going to do what Chaplain Westmoner did. He's going to say, you know, let me explain this to you. Marriage is between a man and a woman. The Bible says that if you lay with another man, that you're in sin. So let's begin by asking God to forgive us of our sins, and you're going to need to renounce this lust that you have and ask God to help you to overcome it.
Okay. That was it?
That's it.
Well, anyway, you only got like 15 seconds, so if they want the rest of this, they can tune into your show. You'll finish it off tomorrow. Real quick, where do people find you again? Where can they find the show?
ChosenGenerationRadio.com. ChosenGenerationRadio.com. Pastor Greg, God bless.
Perfect. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You've been listening to Real Sight. We'll be back tomorrow. God bless. Have a great rest of the day. Grab a couple of friends. Catch the show tomorrow night. Seriously.